Yeah, check it out. I found that canned ham, and I put it in a pot of boiling water, and guess what I'm calling it?
Soup?
Hot ham water.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, Nourishing Radio.
Mm. So watery, and yet there's a smack of ham to it.
Alrighty, good afternoon, everybody. It is noon here on July 2nd, post-Canada Day. If you are wondering why I'm speaking, you're not hearing Duncan McHugh, that is because Duncan is not here at the station today. Although, we are going to hear an episode of Dunkin's Donuts that was recorded for last week, and we dropped the ball, didn't get it on air last week. So, I'm going to play it this week. Just a fair warning that I'm sure plenty of the content will be referencing certain shows or events happening that have already passed. So if you're going to be listening and getting excited about things, just be aware, might have already happened. There's a good chance. Anyhow, you're tuned in to CITR 101.9, and this is Dunkin's Donuts.
Hi, it's Don McKellar, craving some of those Dunkin's Donuts.
Hello, you are listening to a special episode of Dunkin's Donuts, broadcasting to you live from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And it's a significant day because this is the last time my show will be happening broadcast from the old sub. So the station that's been home to CITR for 47 years is closing up shop this weekend, and the new station, which is pretty much ready to go, we're going to do a big switchover on Saturday, and it'll be a new era at CITR. I'm not even there. I'm camping right now, so I'm pre-recording this earlier in the week, and because I'm not there, I thought I'd still, but I'd still like to do something kind of special. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do kind of a retrospective of fun live performances that have happened on my show in the station. I've had a number, I'm not Thunderbird Radio Hell. I don't have lots of live performances on my show, but I've had a few, and they've all been very memorable, and I've tried to include a few of them here today. I've done lots of live interviews at that station as well, so I can't include all of that, but here's kind of a few of the best, I'd say. So we're going to hear some Fine Mist, some Korean Gut, some Fanshawe, some Sean Nicholas Savage, which actually was done on Parts Unknown, a different show, but I helped set it up, so I'm gonna claim it. And we're going to start things off with Mac DeMarco. This is from 2009. He was getting ready to play the Music Waste Festival, so it was a preview for that, and he recorded as Makeout Videotape at the time. So here to start us off from 2009 is Mac DeMarco.
Yes.
Yes. So, Mac, how you doing?
I'm okay, a little tired. I haven't woken up this early in a long time.
I really appreciate you coming all the way out here.
No problem.
I know it's a big trek. So you're going to be playing Music Waste. Have you played Music Waste before?
Yeah, we did it last year for the first time. Cool. It was like one of our first shows, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
It was cool. Gave us a lot of good press last year, so it was pretty happy.
Awesome.
And this year should be really good, too.
Cool.
I like doing it.
And who's on the bill with you guys?
I believe it's Needles and Pins in this band called Coban.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah. That used to be something else, but...
I'm not sure. We played with them once before. We played with Needles and Pins a couple weeks ago, too. So
cool.
I think it should be a good... Good
yeah,
show.
And it's a bit later, so if people are at other shows, they can
really late.
Yeah, it's 2 a.m.
Yeah, they billed us for 2 a.m., and we'll probably go later than that.
Yeah.
So. I'm going to be really drunk at that point.
That's fun. And you're heading out on tour right after that.
Yeah, on Sunday or Monday, we're kind of having trouble getting it all put together, but
right.
We'll be gone. So,
yeah. And who are you touring with?
Walter TV.
Cool.
And they're playing Saturday night.
Yeah, yeah.
With World Club and some other bands, I'm not really sure. Oh, I think it's at the new Cobalt or whatever.
917.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And what's your tour going to look like? I checked out your website, and there's a bunch of TBA dates.
Yeah.
You're just going to try
I haven't really... We have most of it finished up. I just haven't really been... updating it. I took it all down too because of the sneak across the line that we have to do
right.
on Sunday. But But yeah, I don't know. We're going down the West Coast through like LA and San Francisco and stuff. Then I think around, cut over like around pretty south, like maybe Austin, Houston area, that kind of stuff. And then we go up Midwest a little bit, then cut over towards like Philly and New York and stuff. So
right. Cool.
We pretty much did the exact same thing a month ago. Yeah. I'm ready to go again, I guess.
Good. And you're playing Big Sur?
I'm not sure if
okay, are you trying to crash the Woodsist Festival? Is that what that is?
I don't really know. It's their, okay. Those guys' plan. They just really, they were, I don't even know if they know about the Woodsist Festival. They were just okay. Like, they think it's a really beautiful place.
It, like, it's, yeah, it is very beautiful. Yes. But yeah, I guess Woodsist Records are putting on a big show there at the Henry Miller Library.
Oh, crazy.
Who's in the, who else is in the band?
Right now?
Yeah.
Well,
right. I know you've had a bit of,
Yeah, for a while. First, it was me and this guy, Alex. Then, after the first tour, he was too broke to come back here, so we stayed in Edmonton for maybe 5 months or something. So, this girl, Jen, started playing with me. She plays in other bands too. She plays in a band called Puberty from Calgary. And, then Alex came back and he went on a tour with me, but I didn't really want to kick Jen out because I like her. So,
yeah.
Now Alex plays bass and she plays drums. But on this tour, neither of them could make it, so I'm going, and Joe from Ultra TV, who drums, is going to drum with me, and then this girl Crystal from Victoria, who plays in the band called My Friend Wallace, is going to play bass. So, yeah, it's always changing.
Cool, make it happen. Yeah, it'll
be okay.
Cool. Do you feel like playing a song?
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see. Yeah.
All right.
How does it sound? Sounds okay?
It sounds great, yeah.
This song is called Because I'm a Boy. And maybe it'll come out on our next thing. But I don't know when that's coming out.
Okay.
She'd be fine with a heart like and I'll be okay living this way, 'cause I'm a boy. When she's near, things become so I know I'll be fine, 'cause I'm a boy, 'cause I'm a boy, 'cause I'm a boy.
Nice stuff. So that hasn't been released yet?
Well, I put it out on this CDR. But I don't know. I didn't even really give anybody the CDR. A whole bunch of people in the States have it, but I don't think most people in Vancouver ever heard it. So,
So Heatwave was put out as a CDR by Unfamiliar?
Well, I just made it in my garage last year around this time, I guess. And then I just photocopied a bunch of crap and at Kinko's and gave it out to everybody. And
right.
Now it's like Unfamiliar has it up for download, so
And then Weird Meats came out kind of.
I think it's still coming. They have like an official release. I don't know, but a whole bunch of people already have the 7-inch, so I've been selling it and stuff. So it's out there, but it's not out. I guess I don't.
Yeah,
really.
It was like part of a download with the 7-inch.
Heatwave was like they put a bunch of the songs on, I guess, or maybe they're using the. Really have no.
And then Flooded Desert. Do you know?
Flooded Desert is. There's a funny story behind that. There's no such thing as Flooded Desert. I actually gave that yellow CD to my friend Tom from Edmonton. Edmonton.
Yeah.
He actually works at CJSR, and he, I hadn't uploaded it to the iTunes database or whatever yet, so he uploaded it, changed all the song names, and changed the title of the album. And yeah, a whole bunch of blogs are like, yeah, Makeup Videotape's new release, Flooded Desert. And I'm like, what the hell's going on? It's crazy. So yeah, I don't know.
Okay. And is there a plan to, so Weird Meats is kind of the next thing that's going to happen with Unfamiliar.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's already happened. I mean, they're out. A bunch of people over Canada, like all over Canada have them. And then I think they're up for download off, like, or not download, but you can buy them off, I don't remember what the company is. Yeah, see, that's one right there.
Red Cat Records had them.
Red Cat's good. They're around here. A bunch of people in the States have them from when we toured with Dirty Beaches. But that's out, and it'll come out soon, I guess. And then we have, like, almost a full new album recorded. So I don't know, like, this they made me wait till it's out, like, don't show anybody. And I was like, okay, but the new stuff, I just want to look here you go. So I'll probably sell some CDRs of it in States on tour and stuff, so put it on the internet. We'll see what's up though.
So you grew up in Edmonton,
mm-hmm.
is that right? And I'm a big fan of Arbutus Records.
Oh, yeah, Sean Savage guy.
Okay, yeah. And so did you grow up with him? Is that
Sean? Yeah. Well, I mean, I met him when I was in, like, early high school, I guess. And I loved the guy. He was great. It's kind of a nut job. I love it, though.
It seems that way.
Yeah, he's really great. Yeah, I grew up with him. Those guys in that band Peace were all really close with him, too. Okay. So I met, like, those guys in Edmonton. The Silly Kissers, I met in Edmonton, too. They're from there. Who else is, like, maybe... Just thinking of the Montreal scene.
Mm-hmm.
Cadence Weapon does stuff with those guys. I met him. They were pretty good friends now.
You played a bunch of shows with Silly Kissers. And
Every time we go to Montreal, I think we usually play with them. Sean, not so much, because he does kind of like a more mellow thing now.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'd like to play with Sean at some point again. We played with him when he came here. But I don't know. The Silly Kissers, I don't think they're going to be in Montreal this next time around, but there's a couple other guys out there that we really like to play with. This band, Ton Starts Bandit. Have you heard?
No.
They're really good.
Time Starts Bandit?
Ton, I don't know. It's TonStartsBandit. I asked one of the guys, like, where did that name come from? He's like, I don't know, man. It just came to me one day. All right, man.
Whatever.
But they're really, really great. They're actually coming out here soon with a band from Baltimore called Run DMT, who's actually really, really good too. So
cool.
Keep your eyes peeled.
I will. Yeah. I will. You want to play another song, maybe?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Yeah. That's cool. We've got time.
Yeah. Let's see. This song is called Gone, Gone, Gone.
Gone, Gone, Gone.
New stuff. I don't think anybody's really heard the recording yet. And I don't know if this will really sound like it, but we'll see how it goes. Let's see. Mm-hmm. Can't say goodbye. You know how much I loved you. Baby, please come home soon. You know that I'll be blue.
Nice stuff. Yeah. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. So, Mac, from Makeup Videotape, maybe one more song?
Yeah.
Okay. And anything else people should know about Makeup Videotape? Check out the MySpace for some songs and stuff like
check
that.
Check us out. Send me an email if you like it, and I'll send you whatever you want.
Very cool.
Yeah. No money involved. This song is called I Guess the Lord Must Be in New York, and it's not by me, it's by Harry Nilsson, but we recorded it on the first CDR.
I said goodbye to all my sorrows, and by tomorrow I'll be on my way. I guess the Lord must be in New York City. I'm so tired of getting nowhere, seeing my friends going unanswered. I guess the Lord must be in New York City. Well, here I am, Lord, knocking at your back door. Ain't it wonderful to be where I've always wanted to be? For the first time, I'll be free, Lord, here in New York City. Woo-hoo. Said goodbye to all my sorrows, and by tomorrow I'll be on my way. I guess the Lord must be
in New York City.
I'm so tired of getting nowhere, seeing my friends gone unanswered. I guess the Lord must be in New York City. Well, here I am, Lord, knocking at your back door. Ain't it wonderful to be where I've always wanted to be? For the first time, I'll be free here, Lord, here in New York City.
Bravo. What a showman.
Yeah,
thanks so much, Mac. That was fantastic. Yeah, I really appreciate you coming in.
No problem. Anytime.
And have fun at Music Waste have fun on tour.
Is it going to pull through?
I'm not sure, honey. It has been 46 years.
I know, but I just love it so much.
It's okay. It's going to a better place. And so are we.
When did I get older? Someone tell me why.
After 46 years on the second floor of the Student Union Building, CITR and Discorder will be moving into a new station in the new Student Union Building.
Join us on Friday, June 26th, as we throw the biggest wake for a radio station you've ever seen.
The party goes from 7 to 10 p.m. RSVP at citr.ca/new-station-celebration.
See you there!
Chris Terrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers! No, I'm going to play a new song. This is the title track from my new album coming out in April.
Excellent. Very nice. Well, without further ado, this is Sean Nicholas Savage. Your dad calling? Sorry. That was Sean Nicholas Savage with a brand new song on 101.9 to CITR. Absolutely fantastic. Thank you very much for joining us today, Sean. Excellent. Would you like to go on for another song?
Yes.
Okay, please do.
Okay. Okay, one second. I'll just set it up. No. Okay, the song's called Lonely Woman. I'm very happy to play it for you.
Thanks very much. How many would you like to do?
I love my songs.
Oh, I think a lot of people do.
All right, that was Sean Nicholas Savage performing live on Parts Unknown. I was there. I helped set it up. I love Sean Nicholas Savage, so I'm going to claim some ownership over that, even though Chris Horrific did a great job of the interview and all that. That goes back to December of 2012. He was in town to play a New Year's Eve show, and so just before New Year's Eve, he came in along with Sebastian Cowan, the owner, founder of Arbutus Records. It was a fun time. Moving on, I'm going to go back to 2009 and a performance by Fanshawe, Live is my friend. She also performs as Fanshawe, and she was nice enough to come in as a part of International Women's Day, along with Sarah Berman, who is a writer for the Taai and for Vice, and Parmita Zarinkumar, who used to have my time slot. She had Unpack Your Adjectives before Dunkin' Donuts started in 2006. All right, here is Fanshawe live from 2009. All right, that was Kate Bush from her album The Kick Inside. The song, Wuthering Heights.
Beautiful.
The song I will never sing in karaoke again. And Liv, you were telling us there's a historical significance to that song.
Yes, it was the first self-penned song by a female artist ever to hit number one in the UK.
Kate Bush. Holding it down. All right.
That was also her first single, so it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I know. Well, Kate Bush is pretty crazy.
She is crazy.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Dunkin' Donuts, halfway through the show, and I'm pleased to introduce one of our special guests today, Fanshawe.
Hi.
Hey. So you're going to play a few songs for us.
Oh, do you want me to play them all in a row?
No, I don't think... What do you want to do? It's all about you.
It's all about me.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
How about you play a song? Maybe we'll chat a bit.
Chat, yeah.
And then we'll play... Discuss. You can play another song if you feel like it.
Okay, cool.
Okay, cool. So
this song is called Dark Eyes.
Hey, no problem. We're really glad you could make it out today. Thanks so much for listening. If you like what you heard, there's a podcast available at citr.ca. Also, we have a blog. It's at dunkinsdonuts.wordpress.com. And thanks to my guest, Sarah. Thanks so much for coming in, playing
You're
some
welcome.
Songs.
Thank
really
you.
Appreciated it. Parmita, as always, you could be a resident guest DJ here. I love having you around. It makes the hour go by much quicker.
Always a pleasure, Dave.
And Fanshawe, thank you so much for coming
Thanks
in to play for
the
special International Women's Day program of Dunkin' Donuts. And you're going to close out with a song?
Yeah, we have Vegas.
Ox. Awesome. Okay.
Ox.
Ox. Musk ox. All right. Thanks for listening.
You said you found a better woman. Oh, I don't see how that makes this over.
said, it's not you, it's me. Oh, I ignored you, but you proceeded to carry on and on, blah, blah, blah. I ignored it all because I will save my heart for you. I will put it in a jar. What the hell? Long as it takes to make you mine, I should have taken you to Vegas, given you drinks till my love got contagious. So when we'd step out of say about this being over, but instead I'll just save my heart for you. I will put it in a jar for you. Want it stored in oil or brine, it'll keep for as long as it takes to make you.
Thanks so much, Penshaw. Mariel's up next.
On Tuesday, June 30th, Mint Records presents Faith Healer and Monomyth with friends Nap Eyes and Supermoon at the Astoria. Plus, DJ Duncan McHugh and special guest Jared Kay will be spinning your favorite tracks between sets. Sure, the show's on a Tuesday, but don't worry because Wednesday's a holiday. Doors open at 8:30 p.m. and cover is $8. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the 77th Annual Radio Relay Race.
That's right, Jim. Lots of great radio stations out on the track this morning, but my personal favorite is CITR. That baby's been going strong for close to 5 decades.
Astute observation as always, Bill, but I think the key is going to be passing the broadcast smoothly from the old sub to the new station in the nest.
Absolutely agree, Jim. Folks, you should tune in on Saturday, June 27th, and listen live to their first broadcast from the new station.
That was oddly direct, Bill.
You know how much I value clarity, Jim. The big changeover happens from 1 to 5 p.m. on the 27th.
Tune in then, folks.
Hello, you are listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you live from the Student Union Building at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, BC, Canada. It is my distinct pleasure to welcome into the studio today the one of my favorite local bands, Fine Mist.
Thank
Hello.
You.
Hello.
Hello, is Fine it? Mist. So, can you hear yourself? No? Here, let me...
Am I there?
There. Can you hear yourself now?
I can... Oh, yeah, there I am.
Okay.
All right. Radio.
Cool. Okay. Lots of equipment had to come in, so things are going to be a little chaotic, but, you
drum
know,
set.
We may reach Thunderbird Radio Hell levels of dead air. Respect to Ben. I love Ben. Yeah. Love the show. Well, heart sweats. No, that's what I meant to say. Ooh. And at the top...
We were out late last night, all three of us.
It's true.
We had too much fun.
We played at, maybe, 12:45 or something, and it's weird to be coming here to play less than 12 hours later.
I know. Yeah, you know? It's very short. And thanks so much. I mean, this is very cool that you woke up this morning together, because I would be sleeping right now if I could be. All right, so I think we're going to hear some songs, right?
Yeah, we're going to play a few songs, maybe chit-chat a little bit, play a few more songs.
That sounds great.
Oh, I'm wearing my purse. I'm just going to take that off.
Okay.
Should we start?
Yeah.
I have a bit of a cold, so does Jay, but, you know, we're going to do this thing. Hey, can I hold this thing instead of having it hang? Am I allowed to do that?
Yeah, the shock mount is pretty, it's something to wrestle with.
I don't mind.
Bring up wrestling again. You also have about like 4 inches of XLR.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'll just record like 40 studio style.
Yeah, let's pretend we're in the studio right now and you can like really like motion right with your hands.
We are in the studio.
Oh, right.
Excuse my coughing.
Okay.
Head cold.
Here we go.
Okay. Yeah, okay. This is a new song. It's called Palm Trees.
Could I get more level in my headphones, please?
Can I get more treble in my headphones?
No.
Oh, can you put up the backing track? No. Driving past all the farms of my heart, I never left behind you, even when your light has been cast everywhere. But on me, and you think about love, but it's fiction to me. I can hardly see you in my arms, but what will become of us as friends sitting in the car as sunsets go by with my head in my hands, losing you again, losing you again, losing you again. You got so good at holding out that I couldn't fucking care about you. I keep making the same mistakes with no excuses in my way. Mistakes, the same mistakes. So you'll stay in Hollywood and I'll go to New York City, but trying to live life like a musical is far better suited to you than it will ever be to me. It's not a possibility that I could have you for my own. Sunflowers and wine and everything nice and mint in the yard are baseless to our hearts. To our hearts, the baseless to our hearts. You and palm trees instead of me, where an impossibility. The same mistakes, the same mistakes.
Awesome. Well done.
Thanks. We're warming up.
Woo.
We're warming up.
Okay, we're just gonna switch things around a little bit. Great stuff. So that was Fine Mist with the song Palm Tree here on CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to Dunkin's Donuts, and we're just gonna move things around a little bit. Sounding great.
I need more keyboard in my headphones.
This song doesn't have any.
Yeah, there's a. I have to admit the mixing board. Brilliant. There's not a lot of like definite. I can't really tweak anything. Yeah. I can touch lots of buttons, but I don't think it'll actually.
How are the mids?
Well, you're watching YouTube.
With you guys,
YouTube
the mids are always
computer.
Great. I'm not watching it now. I'm turning that off now. Keyboard Cat, he's amazing. He always knows what to play.
Well, the press played me Dan Deacon as like a weird animation last night. It was like at like 3:30 in the morning, and it was like, no way. It was all this like Brooklyn accent.
That's like 3 years old, though.
Yeah, that's how good I am.
It's new to me.
That's how together I am with the world. Three years ago.
How are your headphones working? Do you want to swap?
It's only coming in on one side, but that's kind of good because it gives me that like.
Oh, this is a little crispy. This is staticky, but
okay.
Kind of
I can sing.
Right? Yeah. You can really belt it out that much longer when you've only got one ear.
Joe Cocker.
Cool.
Well, it feels really like we're doing like We Are the World here because we never sing with headphones. All of the Fine Misstep is recorded with me just singing at the computer. With the monitors putting the backing tracks at us, which is a huge no-no. So we have, like, thousands of dollars worth of recording gear, like, very hi-fi, and then I just ruin it, basically, by singing at the computer. So Jay does a lot of frowning.
The results speak for themselves, okay?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, no, you're doing fine. Whatever it is you're doing, it's just fun.
Good, yeah.
All right.
This mic is really fuzzy.
You're painting me as some sort of, like...
Frowner?
Anal studio frowner.
Are you frowning right now?
Did you hear that?
He's frowning.
Oh. Yeah.
Ah. You know what? This is really staticky. I wonder if it's this particular cable here. It's...
That sounds good in the...
It sounds fine
to you guys?
Yeah. Do you want to swap that? Just,
yep.
It's inside your head.
Let's swap that
sound. I think you had too much fun last night.
Yeah.
And you're a bit staticky.
Okay. Try that out. Try that out now.
Oh, listen to your voice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, it is staticky.
Okay,
but that's just these headphones.
You're so smooth, okay. Duncan.
Second
song. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, song number two.
All right.
Along here. Okay. It's out of sync.
This is the first song we wrote. It might show. I don't know. The dance out there in Radio Land. I'm dancing in the studio, you know.
Everybody hold all the lovers down. Even when they don't make a sound. You denied, but now I breathe through your demise. Now I breathe through your demise. Unlike any other thing, you've done me wrong. Unlike any other thing, you've done me wrong. It's all heartbreak. It's all heartbreak. When I get home, when I get old, who you are waiting. When I get home, when I get old, who you are waiting. When I get home, when I get old,
tank.
Woo! Well done.
Gosh. Thank you for dancing, Duncan.
Oh, you're welcome. These headphones are terrible. I can barely hear anything. You must have been so freaked out during that first song that it was sounding bad.
Yeah.
I'm done. Here's our last song. I think it's
thanks,
coming
Dave.
Right
Dave and Luke.
Stop
this is
or
called
start.
Stop or Start. Never make a song about somebody and then tell them that you made a song about them. I'm just saying that right now.
Jam of the summer. I'm calling it now. I mean, it's kind of late in the summer, right? But, you know.
It's only the beginning of August. Jam of the summer. We still have the summer.
Yeah.
We still have it.
All right. That was Fine Mist from August of 2009. They were in the studio promoting the Olio Festival, which was a festival that ran for a few years in the summer. And it was also the night after they performed at the Astoria's from a Discorder night. And one of my favorite photos by Steve Louie was from that night. They were performing on the floor, as they usually did. And Megan and Jay are both just belting it out. And if you look through the audience, you can just see everyone else is belting out along with them. It's a pretty great photo. So that was really fun. And before that, we heard Fanshawe from 2009. Going to close things out with Korean Gut. Korean Gut were scheduled to play live at lunch, which is where they play outside in front of all the students. But it was raining that day, so it got canceled. So they moved inside and performed during my show. It was really fun.
show. Korean Gut has morphed sort of into Tough Age. Jarrett has moved from one surf guitar project to a kind of garagey surf project. And Tough Age is releasing their album. It's their sophomore album, I Get the Feeling Central. That's happening July 3rd at the Astoria. And this is a pretty fun live set from 2011, September 2011. So that's it for me. The last broadcast from the old sub. It's been fun in this station. It has a scuzzy charm, but we're also really excited about the new home for CITR. So if you're interested, there's going to be a wake for the station tomorrow night to say goodbye, and then big party to switch over to the new station Saturday afternoon. So you can go to citr.ca/newstationcelebration to find out all about it. Thanks for listening. I presume there'll be a podcast. I'm going to be I'm out of range of any kind of internet. I'm off the grid, so I won't be able to set up the podcast, but maybe it'll happen. And if you like what you heard, you can check out duncanstonuts.wordpress.com. All right, have a great weekend, everybody, and thanks for listening, and I'll see you on the other side. Okay, if you can just bear with us, we are switching to the studio, and Korean Gut will be on in a minute. Just one sec.
How are we ever going to know when we're actually playing, though?
We're on right now.
It'll be like last time.
Yeah. It's a pee.
I had to get water. I drink water because I ate that chip. Oh, man, I ate that chip. That's the opening number. Hey.
You ate those chips.
Hey, we're back. It's like Thunderbird Radio Hell, but it's on Dunkin's Donuts. We're Korean Gut. We were going to play outside, but then it rained. It's too early in the day for me to swear, so I'll just say that stinks. Go see Trash Palace tomorrow. They're going to play in a trash can somewhere hidden behind the subway down below here. So it'll be good. This is a new song. It's about people you don't like anymore. It's called But Nauheimer. Don't hit things. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Every time I think about you, don't know how I live without you. Come on, baby, tell me, give up on me.
Welcome, you're listening to the Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. from the unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. So this is your co-host Natalie and Chloe, and this is our first episode in the new sub, or nest rather, the AMS nest. We have moved stations and we have a nice bright new station, and there's lots of windows in here and we can see lots of people out in the nest and in the station.
It's kind of weird.
And it's very, very different. But we have a lot of music planned for you today, so we'll stop rambling and play some songs. The first one we have is by a Victoria indie alt-pop band called Isabel Trigger. This is a song called Carry On off their 2014 EP Nocturnal.